NECAP apologizes to families of Sir David Amis and Joe Cox, date modified colon 2025-04-29T08:14:46.753Z, description colon The rap group says it does not support Hamas or Hezbollah and would not seek to incite violence against anyone, NECAP apologizes to families of two murdered MPs, 35 minutes ago, save, PA Media. NECAP posted a statement on X on Monday night. Belfast-based rap group NECAP have apologized to the families of murdered MPs Sir David Amis and Joe Cox. The statement posted on X follows the emergence of footage of the group at a concert in November 2023, where one of the band members appears to say, "The only good Tory is a dead Tory. Kill your local MP." The footage is being assessed by counter-terrorism police and Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch has called for prosecution. A spokesperson for Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said he did not think individuals expressing those views should be receiving government funding. In a statement, NECAP said they rejected any suggestion that we would seek to incite violence against any MP or individual. Ever. They added that an extract of footage, deliberately taken out of all context, is now being exploited and weaponized, as if it were a call to action. The trio added, to the Amis and Cox families, we send our heartfelt apologies, we never intended to cause you hurt. Labour MP Joe Cox was fatally shot and stabbed in June 2016. On Monday, the daughter of Conservative MP Sir David Amis, who was stabbed to death at a constituency surgery in 2021, said the rap group should apologize. PA Media, Katie Amis says she would be willing to meet the group and have a conversation with them. Katie Amis said she was gobsmacked at the stupidity of somebody or a group of people being in the public eye and saying such dangerous, violent rhetoric. Sir Keir's spokesperson said the PM believed the comments were completely unacceptable and there would be no further public funds directed towards NECAP. NECAP has previously been given arts funding from the government. Last year, they won a discrimination case against the UK government after it withdrew arts funding for the band, and were awarded £14,250. Getty Images, Sir David Amis was murdered at a constituency surgery in 2021. The Metropolitan Police have said they are also looking at another video, from November last year, where the footage appeared to show a band member shouting "Up Hamas, Up Hezbollah" at a performance in London. No support for Hamas or Hezbollah in its statement on Monday, NECAP said, let us be unequivocal, we do not, and have never, supported Hamas or Hezbollah. We condemn all attacks on civilians, always. It is never okay. We know this more than anyone, given our nation's history. Both Hamas and Hezbollah are banned in the UK and it is a crime to express support for them, PA. DUP MP Carla Lockhart is calling for NECAP to be denied entry to the USA and Canada ahead of their North America tour. Speaking to BBC Radio Ulster's Good Morning Ulster programme on Tuesday morning, Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, MP Carla Lockhart called for NECAP to be denied entry to the USA and Canada ahead of their North America tour. It comes after the traditional Unionist voice, TUV, wrote to the U.S. Department of State to request that NECAP be denied visas to spread their toxic ideology to America. Ms. Lockhart said she wrote to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Canadian Border Services Agency on Monday to carefully review any applications for entry and to take all necessary steps to prevent their planned tour from proceeding. The very name of this group sends out the wrong message, she added. And any language that undermines values or incites hate shouldn't be used, or shouldn't be tolerated in our society. Those words, kill your MP, how can they be taken out of context? You either say that or you don't. Ms. Lockhart welcomed NECAP's apology to the Amis and Cox families but said it very much screams sorry because they were caught. Who are NECAP? Getty Images, the group go by the stage names of M.O. Chara, Moglab App, and DJ Pruvat. NECAP are an Irish-speaking rap trio who have courted controversy with their provocative lyrics and merchandise. The group was formed in 2017 by three friends who go by the stage names of M.O. Chara, Moglab App, and DJ Pruvat. Their rise to fame inspired a semi-fictionalized film starring Oscar-nominated actor Michael Fassbender. The film won a British Academy of Film Award, BAFTA, in February 2025, Glastonbury and TRNSMT festivals last week. TV personality Sharon Osbourne said the group should have their US work visas revoked after they ended their set at Coachella, an annual music festival in California, with pro-Palestinian messages. On Monday, the First Minister of Scotland, John Swinney, backed calls for NECAP to be axed from Glasgow's TRNSMT Music Festival this summer. In a letter to Sir Michael Evie, a CEO creator of the festival, Labour MP David Taylor said it would be deeply troubling to see the band performing at Glastonbury Festival this summer. North Antrim MP and leader of the TUV Jim Allister said he had written to organisers of the Glastonbury Festival asking them to drop NECAP. A BBC spokesperson said, as the broadcast partner, the BBC will be bringing audiences extensive music coverage from Glastonbury, with artists booked by the festival organisers. The Glastonbury broadcast plans will be considered in the coming weeks, and all output will adhere to our editorial guidelines, they added. Plaid Cymru has been criticised for attending a Welsh independence rally which included a message of support from a member of NECAP. Plaid said it was not one of the organisers of the rally and condemned any comments that may support terrorist groups. None of the members of NECAP has been charged with any offences. UK government condemns unacceptable NECAP comments, NECAP kill MP footage being assessed by police, daughter of murdered MP calls for NECAP apology, Belfast David Amos Joe Cox Hezbollah Northern Ireland Hamas music.